Pat, I was talking about this project with a medical oncologist this afternoon, and I said, well, anything else that you think you'd like to find out? Pat, this oncologist said, you should ask him in another survey, ask him about the issue of the microscopically positive sentinel node. What do you think about that? What do you think we would see?
I think surgeons in practice, and people vary a little bit in how dogmatic they are, but they know that the answer, if you're taking the board examination, is you take the patient back for an axillary dissection if it's greater than a 0.2 millimeter metastasis. On the other hand, again, we talked earlier about things that where you're on the fence, you have a situation where you don't think it's going to change treatment, you have a patient with comorbidities, and Chip Cody and his group, I think last year, presented the Memorial experience with this, and indeed, there are a number of patients where the surgeon decides in an individual way, I'm not taking this patient back. And what they see is a little bit of an increase in risk for recurrence, but it's certainly not a large increase. So I think, like with everything, we are individualizing, even though in general we would say you want to go back.
We were talking about RT-PCR in terms of the oncotype. What about the issue of RT-PCR in terms of intraoperative analysis? We asked whether people had heard of it. Actually, most surgeons in practice have not. Where are we right now with that, Pat?
Well, I'm kind of excited about this because we participated in this study. I presented it to the American Society of Breast Surgeons last year. It won an award and got published in the fall. So that was all very gratifying. And I think the ASBS membership probably knows as much about it as anyone. It's still a matter of getting pathologists to go along with it. Right now, there is zero financial incentive to make any big change. And it's a pretty big change. So I think that will, until we can get some way to make it make sense to them from a business standpoint, it's going to be slow. But it's certainly more accurate. I saw Peter Blumenkranz here earlier today, and he and I have talked about this a lot. He put more patients on that study than anyone else, and I think he can tell you it's made a tremendous difference in his practice.